Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Thanks so much for joining us today. We really appreciate that you're here. This is amazing. First of all, it's Friday Eve. Yay!
Yay!
Which means tomorrow's Friday. Yay!
That's amazing.
And then we have a long weekend because it's the Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Well, no, don't scream. Justin, we had this talk last year. You're not supposed to scream yay for Memorial Day because it's a day of remembrance.
Right, yes.
Got a talking. What did you do? Did you post like Happy Memorial Day somewhere or something?
Yeah, so like I just posted a meme on our Facebook page that said something like Happy Memorial Day, and you know, there was like American flag or something like that.
Right.
And people weren't very happy with that post.
Right, because Memorial Day is not a happy time. Right. It's a day of remembrance.
So what do you say? It's Memorial Day.
Or like thanks to those who served this Memorial Day or something.
Right, okay. like you don't wake up and go, woohoo, Memorial Day. It's not like that.
A, you know.
Well, I don't know. I don't think it's like that serious. I don't think it's like say Happy Memorial Day, like I don't think it's like.
Do you say Happy Memorial Day to people,
like,
Megan?
I mean, I don't just like walk around and say to people. No, I just go, oh, it's Memorial Day. And
yeah.
I know what it means. And I know what it's about. I'm just saying, like, I never realized that was bad.
Justin had to go to sensitivity training last year because.
Did you?
Oh, we're not lying. Well, listen, this is not a joke. Justin actually had to get schooled on how not to say Happy Memorial Day, right?
No, like, it was a whole thing. He's like, think about the things you're about to post. I was like, I did, and that's why I posted it.
Right. Well, I think you're not alone. I think a lot of people write and say Happy Memorial Day.
And then everyone's like, woo, three-day weekend. But even that's like, you can't post that stuff. That was a whole big part of it, too, you can't just post about how it's an exciting three-day weekend.
Well, people get mad about you. People, like, well, we all use everything as
wait a minute, hold on. I'm okay with the three-day weekend. Like, if you want to be like, three-day weekend, yes, that's fine. But if you say Happy Memorial Day.
It's like you're using that as an excuse to, like, get drunk, and it's supposed to be, like, a day where you're, like, remembering.
Those, like,
No. You get drunk on Sunday, which is not Memorial Day. Memorial Day, the day of remembrance and respect, revive yourself.
But that's not what happens in real life. Have you ever been to any place ever?
It's like those the memes that'll say, like, remember, your three-day weekend isn't for barbecuing and drinking.
That's right.
Yeah. I understand that. I'm just saying if you say Happy Memorial Day, like, I don't see.
You're not supposed to say Happy Memorial Day. Here's a clue. Here's how you can figure it out. It's really easy. Go to the Hallmark store, okay? And if there's a card, then you can say happy whatever. Happy anniversary, happy graduation, happy birthday.
Engagement.
Happy engagement. Happy Valentine's Day. Okay. Happy Father's Day.
I get it. Thank you.
Do you want me to go on?
Have to go through every holiday that's ever existed.
Happy Hanukkah, happy Christmas. But if there's no card for it, then don't say happy. That's why there's no Happy Memorial Day cards, because it's a day of remembrance.
Have you been going to the Hallmark and searching for a Memorial Day card?
No, because I would never send someone a Happy Memorial
Day
card. You're not really grasping what we're trying to say.
I actually am. I'm not stupid. I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying that I don't think, like, I understand why you shouldn't say it, but I don't think it's like the worst thing in the world.
Just because you say Happy Memorial Day doesn't mean you have to sit in an hour meeting with somebody and learn.
No, but you do. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Do you say Happy Memorial Day? If so, there's someone in our HR department that needs to talk to you. Larissa from Orange Park, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, great. What did you want to say, Larissa?
So there's all these happy cards, but we say Happy 4th of July.
Right.
Is there a Happy 4th of July card?
Oh, absolutely.
I've never seen one.
Never seen one either.
Have you guys gone to the store and looked for Happy 4th of July
cards?
No, because
I would never send someone a Happy 4th of July card. That's weird.
Why would you?
But it's not weird to be like, Happy 4th of July.
But the 4th of July, first of all, the 4th of July is a very exciting holiday. It's the birthday of our nation. So it's basically like a birthday card. So you would go and get a Happy Birthday card, send it to America, and you're done. But I'm pretty sure they have Happy 4th of July cards.
They probably do. I mean, anything they can make money off of.
Yeah, really. Exactly. That is true. Let's be honest. The greeting card industry is driven by one thing: money.
Exactly.
All right. So, happy birthday, America.
Yeah, there you go. See, happy birthday, America. Or, you know, even happy anniversary. I would give you happy anniversary. Happy anniversary of American independence.
Right.
Either one of those is great.
Yeah.
Just don't get one of those overly mushy anniversary cards for America. Like, you know, the first time I saw you, I knew.
Those are the worst.
I got my wife.
Everyone knows you're full of it.
I got my wife
that.
Those for like 10 years. And then I was like, she's probably doesn't appreciate after
she
like
probably
the 10th
thinks
one.
It's really cheesy.
Plus, it's a lot to read.
Yeah.
Like, and after a while, you're
it's not like you wrote it, so it's not really like...
No, but I paid for it.
Right. But I'm saying, like, it's not really that personalized.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's true. Hey, thanks so much for calling. Jared from St. Augustine, how are you?
Hey, buddy. How you doing? This
hey, we're good, Jared. What did you want to say about Memorial Day?
Hey, man, I didn't want to... I don't want to be a you-know-what, but it's, you know, it's not something you do. It's definitely distasteful. And
right.
It's distasteful to even have the conversation about it.
Well, I think that, you know, we need to make sure people are aware of it, which is why we're, because if, like Justin, for example, didn't even know not to say Happy Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Until he was set, he had a talking to.
Oh, well, hey, I'll tell you, it's not you guys' fault. You're just, you know, I think it's great to get the word out there. And I do 100% agree it's distasteful to say Happy Memorial Day. But
right.
I'll tell you this, for someone like me, I'm a veteran. Mm-hmm. And if I pass somebody and they say Happy Memorial Day, and I'm, obviously, they haven't served, or I can tell they haven't served. I get it. You know, some people just need to open their heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and that's exactly the point. And that's the point we always try to make with Justin is try to think before you say something. And that's something he's had.
But
he's had
like maybe people aren't aware. Obviously, like he had no idea. Like that wasn't coming from a bad place from
correct.
Him. You know, he didn't realize.
Right.
So
he had no idea.
He was ignorant. That's it. So.
But he's like the nicest person you've ever met. So it's like it's not like he was meaning to be offensive.
Right. Jared,
I'm in that same boat with him. All right, I say things to my wife all the time.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it, Jared. Hey, thanks so much for your call and thanks for your service too. And that's the thing. Like, if you serve, you know, Memorial Day. I mean, Memorial Day when you're in the military is a solemn event. It is something that is honorable. It's something that is not a happy occasion. It is, you know, it's like something from the heart that really your whole soul just rises up.
Right.
And there's a couple of them too. The other one is because there's Veterans Day, which people get confused. Veterans Day is for people who are alive and served, like Jared.
Right.
Memorial Day is for people who served and died while serving this country. And then there's Armed Forces Day. I think this is right.
Well, the only day we get off is Memorial Day.
No, I understand that, yes. But and then Armed Forces Day.
We should get all those days off too, though. So
you're just looking for more days off.
No, because I respect all of those people, the veterans, the whatever the one you just said before.
Can't you respect them while you're working?
Yeah, of course. But it's just a little bit easier.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.